This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon to you. What a great day, huh?
Okay,
it is a great day. Every day is a great day when you wake up, trust me. A little cloudy, a little cool, a little windy out of the north, maybe a little moisture this afternoon. It's winter. Well, okay, it's not winter yet, but it's close. Close enough. Welcome to The Good Life, food, wine, and fun for your ears here from the KNSS Good Life Studio. Joining me today is my good friend Lisa Mattson from Jordan Winery out in California. I've got plenty of other things to talk to you about, including something really cool that the Butler Culinary Program is doing for local firefighters. And yeah, we're going to be talking about the California fires and what my guest is doing to help alleviate some of the angst and pain that has already occurred. And then we're going to talk about two great wines of the week. Imagine that. 2015 Jordan Russian River Chardonnay and the 2014 Alexander Valley Cab. That'll be the wine of the week. And, of course, that's brought to you by Jacob Liquor Exchange. You can get all those wines at either store, but I shop at the North Rock Road place. So without further ado, my guest, she's been on the program before. She penned a book that's called The X's in My Glass. And if you think about it, that could be a lot of different things. But her subtitle is How I Refine My Taste in Men and Alcohol. It's a hoot. I enjoyed reading it, even though some people have said it's chick lit. You know, it's girl books. I don't know. Maybe I liked it because I know Lisa, but... Lisa is an award-winning wine blogger, wine media expert, videographer, author, former wine magazine editor with over 20 years experience in the wine biz, and now she's the director of marketing communications and dealing with bozos like me, media and public relations. Lisa, welcome to the program.
It's great to be back, Guy. Always nice to hear your voice. And don't forget the Kansas part.
Yeah, I should have led with that. This girl has great Kansas roots. We'll talk about that, but I wish I was there with you and we were sitting on your back patio overlooking the valley and there was no fire damage to be seen and you were back in your house.
I know. I wish that too. Thank you.
Well, it seems like it's taking an inordinate amount of time, but I imagine you guys are as far ahead as anybody in the rebuilding process. I hope so anyway.
Actually, that's not the case. It turns out that it's almost harder to repair a house than it is to rebuild from scratch. So, you know, we had to demo our house and deal with insurance for 8 months, and then the demo took a couple of months, and now we're slowed down with subcontractors. So there's a lot of people that have already been able to move back in because we're starting with nothing. We were starting with a bit of damage, so yeah. It's unfortunate. But we haven't started to rebuild our garage yet that we lost. But,
man.
You know, regardless of that, I mean, if there's anything that puts all this in perspective, it's looking from a year back from our fires here in wine country now to what's happening, you know, 3 hours plus away up in Butte County, and then it just kind of puts our fire in perspective. Say, hey, it could have been worse. I mean, Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, where I live, you know, we had an urban fire. It didn't affect wine country and the vineyards really at all, just a couple of two wineries that had significant damage. And then you had 5,000 and some houses in Sonoma County and the Santa Rosa city area that were lost, and we had 40-some deaths, I believe, in the Napa-Sonoma area, and it's tragic that, you know, the campfire 1 year later.
Oh, my God.
You know, so much more tragedy, so much more death, so much more destruction. So it's really unfortunate times that we live in, but the good news, I guess I would say the good news is, at least from a Napa-Sonoma standpoint, is that our region, wine country, was spared, you know, this year from any sort of fire,
yeah.
And the rain is arriving on Monday, so that'll be a nice sigh of relief for most everyone, and it's just been a beautiful year here. It's actually amazing how, after a year like 2017 that was a challenging vintage for winemakers and a challenging year for, you know, residents,
yeah,
just in terms of life, then you go to the next year, and Mother Nature's just like, sorry, guys, let me take care of you. And so 2018 was just an incredible vintage for the grapes. It kind of reminds us of 2011, followed by 2012, where you had a difficult year with weather. And then the next year, it was just remarkable. So that's been great. Something to uplift everyone's spirits this fall.
Yeah, the stuff I can't imagine. You know, having gone through it yourself, and I think I mentioned in an email to you, watching TV and seeing what the folks down south are going through, it just must bring it all back, especially since it's nearly the same time of year.
Yeah, it's been very strange, I guess I'd say unsettling, you know, for wildfire victims, especially because the, you know, what you're seeing on television, and they had almost, you know, just very harrowing escapes, and those videos are coming out on YouTube, and, you know, there were similar things that happened to people that lived in my neighborhood in Fountain Grove. So, you know, it does bring back memories, but then also the Butte Fire, the way the wind shifted over the last week, sending smoke down into the Napa-Sonoma area, so we did have haze from smoke, and so the sky looked the same last week as it did, you know, in October 2017 during the fire. So that was difficult for people because what you're seeing around you is similar to what you saw, at least the sky. So that's difficult too, but it's just extremely sad and tragic to think of what's happened to the Malibu wine region down in Southern California. And it sounds like they had, you know, just major devastation. So it's very, very, very sad and very scary, and something that, you know, Californians, we love California. It's been a beautiful place. It's why so many people come to wine country and visit, and it's just figuring out these new normals, and hopefully that it's more of a new abnormal, as our governor said, and we are hoping that the however they want to argue, different officials, of who's right and who's wrong about forestry management and climate change and all these factors that are causing these more destructive fires. But, you know, my hope is that they're going to, you know, everybody's starting to put more effort into figuring out how are we going to combat this. There's way more interesting technology that's coming out for firefighters and fighting fires, getting to fires quicker, identifying things more quickly. So it's, I want to believe that, you know, these 2 years where the worst is, you know, behind us. It's not for wildfire victims. The worst is not behind them. But at least in terms of the magnitude of these fires, let's hope that means that they're behind us.
Absolutely. You're doing something special. If folks that listen regularly know that you were on the program a few years back when your book first came out, The X's in My Glasses, and this was this is your story in love and wine and how you ended up in California and not Kansas, much to my disappointment. we make wine here. It's just not quite the same. Quite.
I am lucky that my road led me from Kansas to Florida, because by following, you know, an ex-boyfriend from Kansas State University, so that's kind of where the book starts, and it just kind of tells my journey from age 20 to 30 of how I ended up in the wine business, because if I wouldn't have moved to Florida, I would have never taken a wine class at Florida International University and wouldn't have ended up falling in love with wine and having the career and the life that I have today and meeting the man of my dreams out here in Sonoma County wine country. So I decided, after everything happened with the fires last October, I mean, I spent a lot of time in the winter being frustrated because all we were doing was insurance paperwork and the spreadsheets to put down everything that you lost in the fire and trying to get the money from the insurance. And so I needed to do something much more positive with my time when it was rainy and cold outside. So I just decided to kind of just revamp the book, I guess I'd say revamp in the way that I added a bonus chapter. I added a few more little scenes in there about my wine career and, you know, some tips and things. And then just repackage the book, at least the intro to the book, that I'd be donating all the sales proceeds to charity. So we have this amazing charity that was created last October 2017, right after the fires, by our main food writer here in wine country. Her name is Heather Irwin. She writes an incredible column called The Bite Club for the Press Democrat and also contributes to Sonoma Magazine. And she's, you know, friends with all these chefs, and so she immediately got the chefs together and they started a kitchen. And so it was this idea of how do we feed all these people, but let them be fed healthy things. You know, you when you get into these situations, you don't have a kitchen anymore. You're living in a hotel. It's so much easier to go out and just eat fast food or eat, you know, you're worried about money, so you're eating cheaper things, maybe not as healthy things. So the whole idea is to give people a healthy, quality home-cooked meal. And Sonoma Family Meal is still feeding 80 families.
Wow.
Who have been displaced from the Tubbs Fire. So that's who benefits from my book sales every month. Whatever I sell, I then do a donation to Sonoma Family Meal. But Sonoma Family Meal is just starting to take on campfire victims. So victims from Butte County who are now relocating down into this area during the process of, you know, losing their homes, and maybe they're down here with family or whatever. So we're going to be we're certainly starting to see an uptick in wildfire victims coming to this area seeking refuge. And so Sonoma Family Meal is taking care of those families as well.
Well, it's so nice of you to do that. And folks, it's just like it sounds, SonomaFamilyMeal.org. And what a great idea, because, you know, just the idea of not having anything, if you put your mind to that and think about it for a while, the place where you called home and you slept and you cooked is gone. And if you're lucky, you have a bank account and you hopefully there's some money in it. But regardless of how much money you have nothing. And yeah, fast food's not the answer. What a great idea. It doesn't surprise me a bit. And if folks go to SonomaFamilyMeal.org, I think there's a way that they can donate. It's a second button in from the left, and you can add to money that Lisa's generating with her rewrite of her book. We're going to talk about happier things after this short break. Lisa, in her position now, has made, I don't want to sound too over-congratulatory, but the reality of it is, Lisa, you know you have had such an impact, and I know John Jordan knows, on how things are done at Jordan and how things are promoted and the website and the videos and the events. And it's a whole different place than it was 30 years ago. And we'll tell you a little bit about that. And then we'll taste some wine together. Don't go away. It's The Good Life. And we'll be back with my guest, Lisa Mattson, after this quick break.